lifts it in the air to left field. Long run over toward the line. He lays out and makes the catch like Superman.
Now, let's head to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Columbus Clippers, Ryan Mitchell.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Columbus Clippers Baseball. I'm Ryan Mitchell. Glad to have you along tonight. The Clippers taking on the Omaha Storm Chasers in the third game of this six-game series. And the Clippers in games one and two have come out on the good end of things. In both games, Omaha had the tying and go-ahead runs at the plate in the late innings. But the Clippers bullpen was able to ultimately slam the door and pick up the victory. The Clippers yesterday with a 5-4 win. All the offense came in the second inning. Jose Fermin had a grand slam clearing the bases. It was the Clippers' second grand slam of the season, the second in as many days. That matches their total from all of 2021. Oscar Gonzalez had an RBI single later on in the frame, and the Clippers would be blanked from there on. They had a single in the third inning and did not have an earned base runner for the rest of the game. The Omaha bullpen has been great, and I mean outstanding. They've got the second-best ERA as a bullpen in all of AAA, and since May 1st, they have not given up an earned run. With the win yesterday, the Clippers are now 18-8, the best record in all of AAA. The Nashville Sounds just a half game out, though, in the IL West. The Sounds are not going away. They're 17-8. Memphis three games back at 15-11. St. Paul 13-11. They're four back. Indianapolis one game over 500, four and a half off the pace. Everybody else in the West is below water. Iowa's 5.5 back. Gwinnett six. Omaha Storm Chasers 6.5 back. 11 wins, 14 losses. Toledo also 6.5 back. And Louisville eight off the pace at 10-16. Today the Clippers will send right-hander Peyton Battenfield to the hill. He is 2-1 so far on the season with a 2.54 earned run average. He's made five starts for the Clippers. Won his last time out against Louisville Bats when he authored five innings, giving up a run on three hits. He walked four, struck out two. Brady Singer will oppose for the Storm of the Year with the Kansas City Royals, but he is back here with the Storm Chasers in a starting capacity. We've had a lot of rain in the area. Cloudy skies persist, but we're going to have baseball. The starting lineups and first pitch coming up. Clippers baseball starts right now.
You've been listening to the Spectrum Pregame Show.
Soft serve pop up into shallow center field. Out is Velasquez. He makes the catch, and the Clippers are Governor's Cup champions.
It's almost game time. Let's go back out to the ballpark.
All right, there is our national anthem tonight. That means baseball is just moments away. Let's get you the starting lineups brought to you by MILB.TV. Clippers fans, the Guardians' future is here on MILB.TV. All games home and away are streamed live. The only way to watch the Clippers on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Clippers at checkout. Save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details. For the Clippers, it is the left fielder, Will Benson, at the top of the order, followed by the shortstop, Tyler Freeman. Yu Chang at third, bats third, and the cleanup man, once again, is Oscar Gonzalez in right field. Anthony Alford in center, bats fifth. Brian Lavastida sixth. He'll be the designated hitter tonight with Trenton Brooks at first base batting seventh, Mike Rivera behind home plate hitting eighth, and Mitch Tolman at the bottom of the order playing second base. For Omaha, Clay Dungan is the leadoff man. He'll be in left field. First baseman Vinny Pasquantino is up to the two spot in the batting order with Brewer Hicklin batting third in right field. Freddie Fermin is the cleanup man, and he'll be the backstop. Gabriel Kinsell at second base bats fifth. Jimmy Govern sixth. He's the designated hitter. Bottom third of the order for Omaha today. Tyron Blanco in center field. Angelo Castellano at the hot corner. And Ivan Castillo. Battenfield on the hill for the Clippers. He'll be opposed by righty Brady Singer. Singer, again, as I mentioned in the pregame show, started the year with the Kansas City Royals. He was pitching out of their bullpen. His numbers didn't look great, although some of that was when you only pitch three times and you give up a few runs in an outing, your ERA is going to swell. But after that first outing, Singer actually did pretty well for the Kansas City Royals. Two scoreless appearances out of their bullpen. but optioned here to AAA, where he is now in their rotation, making his second appearance. The right-hander fires, and he misses high and away with a fastball. And we are underway at 6:35 local time, 7:35 back in Columbus, right at the scheduled start of today's game. Next pitch to Bentz is another fastball, and again out of the zone, outside, two balls and no strikes. As the game begins, a light rain has started to fall. Now, we haven't had any rain over the past couple of hours here. There's a called strike, and it's 2-1. There are some rain cells in the area, but generally speaking, it looks like they're going to miss us until probably around the 10 o'clock hour. Next pitch to Benson, off speed, swung on and missed on 2-1, make it 2-2 to the Clippers' leadoff man. The forecast when we were heading to Omaha, look back to Sunday, the final day of the homestand against the Louisville Bats, it looked like it was going to be a mostly washout week. Benson swings, and did he miss it or did he foul it? He thinks he fouled it, and he did indeed. The catcher ran over to pick it up as if he thought it was going to be a touch-up for strike three, but instead a foul ball keeps the count 2-2. The temperatures have been fairly miserable in the upper 50s, and we have not yet seen the sunshine for any length of time. Two balls, two strikes. Singer back to it and delivers a fastball. Benson fouls it straight back to the screen. Still 2-2. But the rain that we expected really all week long, it rained on Monday, the Clippers' first day in town, even though there wasn't a game. And it has been raining off and on. Called third strike on the outside corner. Singer came with the off speed. And Benson is rung up. Tyler Jones calling the balls and strikes today. Matthew Bates at first base. And Brock Ballew, the crew chief, is at third. 57 degrees, your game time temperature. Winds out of the northeast coming in from right field. They say 5 miles per hour, but it's harder than that because the flags are really moving coming in from right. So I would say it's at least a 10-mile-per-hour wind, and we have seen gusts that probably approach closer to 20 miles per hour. 1-0 pitch to Freeman. That's inside. Two balls and nothing to the right-handed batter. Freeman, just one hit so far in 13 at-bats as a Clipper. This is a guy that has hit everywhere in his professional career. Top position player prospect for the Guardians. Takes a pitch at the knees for a called strike, 2-1. One down, base is empty. Freeman's first experience here at AAA. Singer goes to work and fires a fastball at the bottom of the zone for a called strike, 2-2. Not seeing any radar gun readings yet. Not sure if they didn't put it out with the anticipation of rain or what's going on. Singer's 2-2, swung on and missed. Fired inside. It was probably ball three, but Freeman went after it, and he is down on strikes. Back-to-back K's for Brady Singer to start the ball game. Now he will deal with Yu Chang. Chang did not play in yesterday's ball game. He was 1-for-2 in his first game on the Clippers roster this year. He is on the Guardians 40-man roster, but he is here on an injury rehab assignment. First pitch swing, and he loops it foul down the right field line, 0-1. Chang went on the COVID injured list when the Guardians ran through a spate of COVID infections. They had four guys on the COVID IL at once. He's here with the Clippers. Started his rehab assignment in Double A. Trying to make sure he gets his time back to the major leagues. Next pitch, fastball. Strike called on the inside corner. Quickly 0-2. Very light crowd here tonight, the smallest we have seen. Here's a ground ball to third. That's fair. That's over toward the line. Castellanos got it. Throws to first, and that is a fantastic play. One hop over to Pasquantino to cut down Yu Chang by a step. Two strikeouts and a great defensive effort by the third baseman Castellano does away with the Clippers here in the top of the first inning. It is nothing-nothing heading to the bottom of the first. Omaha coming up after this.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout. Huntington, welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donatos pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donatos. And Donatos isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donatos has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donatos, every piece is important.
Listen up, Ohio, because this is a test from Pepsi. If you call C-Bus C-Town, you're not from Ohio. If you don't know the Blue Jackets actually have a fifth line, you're not from Ohio. And if you don't know what to say when someone yells O-H, you're not from Ohio. We know this because at Pepsi, we are from Ohio. In fact, we bottle ice-cold Pepsi right here in C-Bus. So when you're thirsty for something that says you're from here and proud of it, grab a Pepsi and say here's to O-H-I-O, where Pepsi and life are oh so refreshing.
Storm Chasers coming to the plate. Contest, Clay Dungan will lead things off. Left-handed batter against Peyton Battenfield, the big right-hander. Battenfield stands 6'4", 224-pounder, and he delivers a strike over the outside corner. 0-1 the count. The line, the pitch, and Dungan swings and skies it to right field. It's not going to carry well out that way tonight. It's actually the second baseman, Tolman, out to make the catch in shallow right for out number one. Well, last year we came here twice to Werner Park, the first Clippers visit to this ball yard, and we saw a ton of wind. Now, we've seen a lot of wind so far over the first three games, but what we have not seen is the prevailing wind pattern of blowing out hard to left field. We have seen it blow in the last two nights, and then game one, it was a breeze that was going across the field from left to right, and at times a bit out toward the right field corner. And each club got a home run that was helped out by that wind. But generally speaking, high fly balls have not done a whole lot in this one. The 1-0 pitch is in for a called strike to Vinny Pasquantino, and he had the aforementioned home run in game one of the series. That put the Storm Chasers on top in game one. A lead that did not last. 1-1 pitch swung on and fouled back. Early leads for the opposition have had a tendency to not last against the Clippers this year. Battenfield kicks, fires, and off speed is just off the inside corner. 2-2. Good location for that pitch. Pasquantino, though, is not tempted. Overshift on against him with Tolman in shallow right field. Here's the wind and the offering. And a fastball low and inside will fill the count. Fans be at Huntington Park for our next Fantastic Friday on May the 27th. You could be a winner of an Ohio Lottery scratch-off game. Brought to you by the Ohio Lottery. Ball four. So Battenfield got ahead in the count. Pasquantino, though, was able to be patient and earn himself a base on balls. For Battenfield, that is walk number 11 on the season in 25 and a third innings. That's a number that he's going to want to cut down on. The strikeouts have been okay. He's been less than a strikeout per inning. He has 19 in his 25-plus. A man on, a man out, and Brewer Hicklin to the plate. Hicklin swings and fouls away the first pitch, 0-1. And when you talk about strikeouts, you got to talk about Hicklin. 42 Ks in 87 at-bats this year. That is a lot. 0-1. Tried to check his swing, couldn't do it. Home plate umpire said so. It's strike two. Hicklin batting 287. He's got three homers, leads the club with seven doubles, and he's driven in 16, but a lot of swing and miss. See if Battenfield can take advantage of that here, up 0-2. Yep, right down Main Street, but it was an off-speed pitch and a called third strike as Hicklin could not pull the trigger. That's Battenfield's first K.
Now batting, There's Freddie Fermin.
Fermin 2-for-7 so far in the series. Both of his hits have been singles, but he's driven in a pair. Righty-righty matchup, two down, runner at first. Swings at the first pitch and pops it right up the chimney. First baseman, Trenton Brooks, calling for it. He's called off by Yu Chang, the third baseman. He'll make the catch directly in front of home plate and about 15 feet in front of it for out number three. So a walk does not come back to bite Peyton Battenfield and the Clippers after an inning here at Warner Park. There is no score.
Struggling with anxiety, depression, facing major life changes, or just need someone to talk to? Open Arms Counseling is here to help. Open Arms Counseling creates the safe space to begin your healing and reach your goals. If you need help, go to OpenArmsCounseling.com today.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com. Comfort for over 30 years.
Have you ever wondered why eyeglasses cost so much? Glasses have been around 700 years. Isn't technology supposed to get less expensive over time? Well, there's a simple explanation. For decades, the eyewear industry has been dominated by a single company that's kept prices artificially high while reaping huge profits.
Yikes!
Warby Parker was created to change that. They design and produce their own eyewear and then sell it directly to you for a fraction of the price. Warby Parker's high-quality glasses start at just $95, including your prescription. And if you need an updated prescription, they've got a few easy ways to help you get one. Just go to warbyparker.com to try 5 pairs of frames for free. They'll ship them to you to try out for 5 days. If you find a style you like, they'll send you a fresh pair with your prescription. Easy. Go to warbyparker.com to pick your 5 frames to try on at home for free. That's warbyparker.com to get started for free. warbyparker.com.
Score in the first inning. Clippers went down in order, so Oscar Gonzalez to lead things off here in inning number 2, 4, 5, and 6. Gonzalez had an RBI yesterday, and the Clippers 5-0 win give him 24 now on the season. He's filling out the stat line, still doesn't have a stolen base yet. First pitch to him is a fastball over the outside corner at 94 miles per hour. That's your Pepsi pitch speed of the game. Track the speed of every pitch on the Pepsi radar gun at Huntington Park. Singer right back to it. Another fastball. This one's shot in and pinballing around the Clippers dugout. It's in somebody sprawling down there. Will Benson was leaning on the dugout railing and went over his head. Caromed off the back wall, bounced right next to him. And he was ducking for cover. Next pitch, another heater. Boy, that is close. But called ball one. The pitch. Ground ball left side. Big true hop for Angelo Castellano. He throws to first, and it's just in time. Well, I tell you what, Oscar Gonzalez can mash. He's got a great arm in the outfield. One of the things I always appreciate about him, he does not loaf one step up the first baseline. He wants every opportunity for a base hit. First offering to Anthony Alford. That's a strike called over the outer half, 0-1. Alford just joined the Clippers yesterday. Signed as a free agent after being DFA'd by Pittsburgh. Swings and misses 0-2. Alford was 0-2 yesterday with a couple of walks. Here he takes a called third strike and he knew it. Drops his bat down, walks back toward the dugout. Two away. Singer has struck out 3 of the first 5. And the other two both have hit the ball to third base. So the middle infielders and the outfielders have had nothing to do so far. Brian Lavastida will try and remedy that. The designated hitter for the Clippers today, batting 235. Pitch to him is over, but just low. Lavastina playing in his ninth game for Columbus, had an RBI in each of his first two contests, but none since. Takes a pitch in the dirt here. It's 2-0. Storm Chasers in the home whites, royal blue numbers and letters and caps. Kind of fade to a pewter color at the bottom. Lavastina swings and fades. They have worn those gray uniforms with the navy numbers and letters. All three games of this series, so why change it up? You've won the first two. Go with what's working. 2-1 count. Singer into the motion. And it's hit hard and into left field, a base knock. So Clay Dungan will get in on the act defensively, picking that one up and throwing it into the middle infield, who now has a little bit of action. First Clippers base runner. Here's Trenton Brooks. Brooks, a left-handed batter. Hails from Alpine, California, 26 years of age. Just joined the Clippers the other day. This is his second season in AAA. Started last year for the Akron Rubber Ducks. Started off very well. Made an impact with his bat when he joined Columbus, but cooled off as the season went along in terms of the power. Takes high and away on the 1-0. Make it two balls and a strike. He hit well at Huntington Park. Didn't have a ton of success on the road. Clippers as a team this year on the road, boy, despite the fact that they've got a winning record away from Huntington Park, they haven't hit much. Coming into play today, the Clippers hitting just 220 on the road as opposed to 278 at Huntington Park. The power is about the same in terms of homers. 18 road home runs, 20 at home. Three balls and nothing against Brooks. Singer peeks to first. Now from the belt, delivers. And that's a strike called on the inside corner. Triple slash line, all much better at home than on the road. And you'd expect that a little bit because Huntington Park is a hitter-friendly yard. And the ballparks the Clippers have played in on the road are more pitcher-friendly. Brooks takes downstairs for balls going. They're at first and second now. Two down for Mike Rivera. Clippers have a .488 slugging percentage at home as opposed to .406 on the road. You're not going to hit many home runs at Victory Field, although Jose Fermin might tell you different. And Coca-Cola Park, home of the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, that's more pitcher-friendly. Rivera digs into the right-handed batter's box and takes downstairs for ball one. Rivera and Singer were battery mates at Florida. University of Florida won that 2017 national championship. Singer and Jackson Coar were both in that rotation, and Mike Rivera was the catcher for that team. The 1-0. Called strike over the outside corner, 1-1. Singer wound up being a first-round pick in 2018. Here's a pitch inside, and it hit him on the hand. And Rivera is not feeling real good right now. It's his catching hand. Now, the runners haven't moved up, so the umpire may be saying this is a foul ball. Yesterday we had a situation where one of the Storm Chasers claimed to be hit on the hand, but it was called a foul ball. Rivera getting looked over by the trainer, Jeremy Heller. And Heller is looking at that pinky on the left hand. Now, based upon what's going on the bases, they're calling this a foul ball. Scoreboard says 1-2. Clippers base runners remain at first and second. Clippers have been using a catcher as a designated hitter a lot lately, but catcher's on the roster. Rivera was just added back the other day. And now Andy Tracy picks up the bat, hands it back to Rivera. So apparently it got a piece of the bat as well as a piece of Rivera. He's going to stay in there. Digs back into the right-handed batter's box and will face a 1-2 pitch. Two down, runners at first and second. Lavastida leads away from second base. Brooks from first. Here's a chopper right back to the mound. In and out of the glove of Singer, but he corrals it, throws to first in time, and that's out number three. Clippers get a base hit. They get a walk, but they leave both of those men aboard. We've played an inning and a half here at Werner Park. There's no score.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, can we make saving money any easier? And we think we've solved it. Introducing Money Scout. It analyzes your spending habits, income, and expenses to find money not being used in your checking account, then pushes it to savings automatically. Why would a bank do that? Just to help people thrive. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington, welcome. Subject to eligibility, terms, conditions, and account agreements. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/MoneyScout.
At Giant Eagle, spring is in the air and perks are popping up everywhere. No matter what's on your list, you'll earn perks. Earn perks on fresh produce picked at its peak and quality meats for your springtime spread. Plus, earn perks on gift cards for your spring celebrations. Then put your perks to work with discounts that'll save you money on groceries or gas. Perks mean savings this spring at Giant Eagle.
You think buckling up is a personal choice? That it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea. It's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Out of the second inning, Omaha coming to bat for the second time today in a 0-0 ball game. Cool, hazy day here in greater Omaha, Nebraska. And fans, if you are listening to tonight's game, driving around in your automobile, please remember to buckle your safety belt. A message brought to you by the Ohio Department of Public Safety. If you're not buckled up, what's holding you back? Gabriel Kinsell to lead things off for the Storm Chasers. Kinsell 1-for-3 in yesterday's ball game at a sacrifice fly. First pitch to him is roped to left field. Racing over toward the line, Will Benson. He is not going to get there. It's over his head, off the wall, takes a funny carom back out toward left field. And so that will be a double for Kinsell. Leadoff man in scoring position for the Storm Chasers. Ball hit off the warning track, and then the wall in the corner, really the wall in both corners here at Werner Park, are sharply angled. From the foul pole, the wall gets deep pretty quick, well, relatively deep. It gets deeper quickly. And because of that, the wall is at a bit of a funky angle. If it goes right into the corner, if you're not familiar with it, that's exactly the kind of thing that can happen. Benson was expecting a bounce back more toward home plate instead of kick toward left. Jimmy Govern takes inside for ball one. Govern came into yesterday's ball game defensively after Nick Prado was hit by a pitch on the batting helmet. Swings and misses out in front of the off-speed pitch, 1-1. At designated hitter, and just before the game, Storm Chasers announced that Prado has gone on the injured list. Next pitch hit in the air to center field. Alford, in a step back a step, makes the catch, and the runner stays put at second base. One down. Prado was hit on the coconut and then stayed in the game for another couple of innings. But obviously some symptoms cropped up, and they got him out of there. That's One of the biggest changes in sports over the past, I don't know how far you have to go back to really kind of notice a sea change in the way it was dealt with, but maybe 15 years ago, concussions, head, neck injuries have been dealt with completely differently than they were a couple of decades ago. Dairon Blanco at the plate. Takes a pitch up out of the zone for ball one. Corners tight. He swings and misses at a fastball to even things at 1-1. Blanco can run. So even this is not a sacrifice situation, they're guarding against a possible bunt. It was not that long ago that you got your bell rung, and they just got back in there and played. Now, it's not the way it is anymore. There's a pitch hit in the air to shallow right center field. Alford again coming in, and he'll make the catch, gets around behind the baseball to put himself in a good position to throw back to the infield, and once more, Cancel has to stay at second base. I am getting to the age now where I can say back in my day, on the football field, on the wrestling mat, didn't matter where, you got hit in the head, you got wobbly, you saw stars, you sat down for a minute, shook it out, and got back in the game. Runner in scoring position, two down, and the first pitch is a fastball inside to Angelo Castellano. The research done and the understanding of concussions has helped an immeasurable number of athletes at all levels. Here's a pickoff attempt at second base, and the runner's back in time. I'm sure there are a lot of folks of all ages who wish that maybe that thing was understood a little bit better when they were playing contact sports. Castellano takes one out of the zone, 2-0. Leadoff double, Cancel at second base. No score in the game. Bottom two, the pitch. Popped up third base side. That will be blown to the seats. It is. Everybody gets a foul ball here at Werner Park. The weather has just not been kind in terms of walk-up crowds, even season ticket holders that have, you know, this year in AAA baseball, 75 opportunities to come to a game if you're a full season ticket holder. This is not the kind of game you come out to. And here's another pop-up. Right around home plate. Rivera gets rid of the mask. He is at the screen, and it's one row beyond the screen. 2-2. On a calm day, that's an easy put out for Rivera. Wind blowing in from right field, though, put it back beyond the screen. We have really only had one series, and now when you talk series, you're talking about a week. With the way the schedule has changed over the past couple of seasons around minor league baseball, but when the Clippers were in Indianapolis, the first day was lousy. After that, it was fantastic weather. 2-2 pitch hit to the third baseman, Yu Chang. It's going to skip right in front of his glove, so he'll have to pick it up and throw to first, and the ball's dropped. Now Trenton Brooks throws, moves from first to second, and that was a zoo. That's an E5 on Chang, allowing the runner to reach. And I don't know if they'll charge Trenton Brooks with an error on the runner scoring, but it certainly allows the runner from first to go to second. 1-0 Storm Chasers. Yu Chang made a really nice scoop on the hop right in front of his glove. And then Trenton Brooks couldn't make the scoop on the in-between hop. So there are two errors on the play. The Clippers had three errors yesterday and at least three other bobbles throughout the game that didn't go as errors. Look out, here's a line shot right back to the hill on the first pitch. Peyton Battenfield caught it right in front of his face for out number three. A run scores unearned to make it 1-0. Storm Chasers on top. Clippers defense allows one run to score here, but it could have been a lot worse for Peyton Battenfield if he didn't have a great glove right there to protect himself for out number three. Third inning coming up after this. It's 1-0 Storm Chasers.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Experience counts. For over 90 years, four generations of the Caroba family have perfected making Mother's Day magic at the TAT. 614-236-1392.
Good eating, good times at TAT.
Easy 95.1 FM and AM 920 are proud to welcome Backstage with the Beatles, featuring Beatles tribute band Ticket to Ride, and hosted by the legendary Bob Eubanks, Thursday, May 12th at the Midland Theater in Newark. Tickets are on sale now at midlandtheater.org, or you can register to win a pair of tickets right now by visiting WMNI.com. Watch as Bob Eubanks shares never-before-heard stories about the legendary band. It's Bob Eubanks Presents Backstage with the Beatles, May 12th at the Midland Theater in Newark.
It's RV or boat to Ronald McDonald House Charities of Central Ohio. They'll pick it up free of charge, steer you through the paperwork, and a hefty tax deduction rolls your way as you help provide a home away from home for families of seriously ill hospitalized children. For more information about donating your vehicle to Ronald McDonald House Charities, visit rmhc-centralohio.org or call 614-CARS-HELP. That's 614-CARS-HELP.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Easy 95.1 and AM 920 WMNI Columbus.
On to the third inning now here in Omaha. Mitch Tolman at the plate to lead things off. 9-1 and 2. The first pitch to him is inside for ball one. Next coming from Singer, swung on and missed. And that will even the count to the Clippers second baseman. 1-0 Storm Chasers. Break down the official scoring on the run scoring play after the next pitch. Here it comes. And it is in for a called strike. So Yu Chang is charged with a throwing error, and that allowed the batter to reach, but the run scores on the throwing error from Trenton Brooks, the first baseman. Also the trail runner moving up to second base on that same error. 1-2 pitch called, a third strike on a generous outside corner, and Tolman is put away. Already the fourth strikeout for Singer. Back to the top of the order for Will Benson. Benson was caught looking at strike three to start the ball game. Storm Chasers right-hander goes into the motion, throws a fastball for a strike over the outside corner, 0-1. Three defenders on the right side. Angelo Castellano all alone on the left side of the infield. The pitch. Hit pretty well. Dairon Blanco drifting back, but that one's not going to carry too far. He'll make the catch, and there are two away. IL Scores brought to you by Huntington Bank. Earlier access to your pay and extra cash on standby. Welcome to the new Huntington. Finals from earlier today. A doubleheader in Toledo split. Mud Hens win the first game 2-1, and Worcester wins the nightcap by a 5-4 final score. Not exactly a final from Indianapolis. First pitch is low to Tyler Freeman. One ball, no strikes. Indianapolis led 5-4 heading to the ninth inning. Louisville scored a run to tie it at 5, and then the rains came. That one was suspended. So they'll finish it out tomorrow and then play a 7-inning game. Freeman swings at the 1-0, pops it up. First base side, playable for Pasquantino, and he'll make the catch on the warning track for out number 3. The Clippers go quietly here in the third inning. 1-2-3 for Brady Singer. Bottom three after this. It's 1-0 Storm Chasers.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout. Huntington. Welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong.
how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
When you remember the details, the patients know that you know them, and they're not just a number. As their primary care physicians, when you take care of them, you remember what medicines they're on, and you remember what they do on Sunday nights. They're always at a bridge club or something. It affects your care in a positive way. I'm Dr. James Barnes, and I'm a primary care physician at Mount Carmel.
Bottom of the third, top of the order for the Omaha Storm Chasers. The home team leads it by a 1-0 score. An unearned run in the second inning has them on top. Clay Dungan popped to second base, his first time up. Battenfield has his sign, kicks and deals, and throws one right down Main Street for a called strike 0-1. Back to the International League scoreboard. Rain delay in Memphis. Jacksonville and Memphis have not gotten started yet. There's a swing and a miss, 0-2. Bottom of the third inning at St. Paul. Iowa leading 1-0 at CHS Field. The wind and the 0-2. Slow ground ball left side. Shortstop, Freeman's got it. Fires on the run, but too late. Infield single. It wouldn't have mattered if Yu Chang or Tyler Freeman had it. They were both right there in the ballpark. There was just not going to be enough time to get to Speedy Dungan. Here's Vinny Pasquantino now. Walk his first time up. Norfolk leading in the early going at Nashville. 2-0. Sounds batting in the bottom of the second inning. Gwinnett at home leading Charlotte 2-0. That game in the top of the fifth at Cool-Ray Field. First pitch, Pasquantino squares, bunts, and it's foul. They've got the overshift on against him, and Yu Chang was playing shortstop, so nobody anywhere near the line. But Pasquantino couldn't keep it fair. Lehigh Valley all over Syracuse, 8-1 in Syracuse, New York, bottom of the sixth inning. Top eight at Buffalo, four apiece between Durham and the Buffalo Bisons. A one pitch, no square, and the pitch. They go to the ninth in Rochester, a low-scoring affair. The Red Wings leading Scranton Wilkes-Barre 2-0. Those are your IL scores. Right here, it's 1-0 Omaha on top. A run on two hits, no errors, no runs, one hit, two errors for Columbus. Big breaking ball swung on and missed. 1-2. That's a good pitch there from Battenfield. Big slow curve. And now he's ahead in the count. Battenfield has one strikeout tonight. One-two pitch. And it's a fastball low, 2-2. He was ahead of Pasquantino in the first inning. Pasquantino, though, was able to work back and earn a walk. The 2-2 pitch, not this time, goes to the off-speed again. This one swung on and missed for strike three. One down for Brewer Hicklin. Well, fans, it's time to get outside, and Scotts is here to help you get the most out of your yard this spring. This is your season. It's time to enjoy it. Scotts, let's get to the yard. Lights on here at Warner Park. We've had no sunshine at all today. Hard hit ball to the gap in left center field. That will fall and go all the way to the wall. Benson picks it up, fires into the cutoff man, but actually overthrew both cutoff men, so the run will score easily. And Hicklin goes to second base on the play. 2-0 Omaha. That's another one of those plays. It doesn't affect anything. It was going to be a double for Hicklin no matter what. Even if Benson had hit the cutoff man, the chances of a relay slim. But it's just a play that, if you're a manager, it doesn't show up in the box score, but you see it and you just kind of gnash your teeth a little bit. Here's Freddie Fermin. Popped a third, his first time up. Takes outside for ball one. Battenfield looks to second. Now turns and fires. And a ground ball through the left side of the infield will be a base knock. Benson charging. They're going to wave the runner around. Here comes the throw. The play at the plate. Not in time. RBI single for Freddie Fermin. 3-0 Omaha.
The second baseman, number 15, Gabriel Conceição.
Again, just with the, I don't know, humid, cold, clammy conditions. Anything hit in the outfield, I guess you take a chance. There's another ball hit to the outfield. That's a clean single to left field. Benson picks this one up. Runners go to first and second. Gabriel Cancel with his second hit of the game. And they are locked in on Peyton Battenfield right now. Time called. Rigo Beltran is going to head to the hill. Clippers have, when you look at their overall standings around the International League, they've pitched it pretty well. They're not at the top of the league, but in terms of team earned run average, they are fourth overall at 3.64. The hitting, in terms of batting average, is middle of the pack, but in run scoring, they are near the top. Home runs, they're near the top. Doubles, they're near the top. Walks, they are near the top. There are a lot of good metrics for this team. I believe they're fourth or fifth overall in OPS.
Next up for your Star Chasers, the designated hitter, number one, Jimmy Govern.
Inning on the mound is over. Jimmy Govern will dig in. Two errors today for Columbus. That is 27 on the year now. Fourth most in the International League. Here's another ground ball just fair down the third base line on the first pitch from Battenfield. That's going to score at least one run as the ball kicks funky off the sidewall. Benson comes in to get it and fires to second base, but not before Govern cruises in with an RBI double. Boy, they are jumping right on Peyton Battenfield early. Govern wasted no time. Here's Dairon Blanco. 4-0, Omaha on top. The infield draws in. We've talked about how the Clippers have given up the first runs, and they've been just fine doing so. They've come back to win the large majority of the games. But a four-run lead spotted to the opponent, that's tough to overcome. The Clippers did overcome a six-run deficit against Syracuse. But that was a Chiefs team that at times seemed almost disinterested. Next pitch, in the dirt. 1-1. Five hits among the first six batters here for Omaha in the third inning. And Brady Singer has looked pretty sharp, so the Clippers are going to have to find a way to be patient against him, run his pitch count up, and get him out of the game. But that may not be a good idea either. So as I was talking about earlier in the contest, the Omaha bullpen has not allowed an earned run since May 1st. Two balls and a strike now the count. Battenfield from the belt, holds, now comes to the plate. And a ground ball to third. Chang's got it. They'll come to the plate and get it out. So Blanco is at first on the fielder's choice. Jimmy Govern moves to third, and Gabriel Cancel is out 5-2. Two down for Angelo Castellano. Just good there for the Clippers to cut down
that potential run at the plate. Gives you a little bit of a lift. But Battenfield still has one more out to get. Castellano hit the ball to third his first time up. It was a hard sinking line drive. Yu Chang made a good dig, but his throw to first skipped on Trenton Brooks. Brooks couldn't handle the throw, and then he picked up the ball in the dirt and threw to the plate to try and cut down a potential run and threw it away. There goes the runner from first. Here comes the pitch. The throw down to second is not in time, and the ball gets into center field. And now a run will score. Mitch Tolman came out in front of the second base bag. There was not going to be really a play. Dairon Blanco had it stolen. So Tolman came in front of the second base bag to take the throw, but then slipped and fell down. The ball got beyond him, beyond the backup, and into center field, and scoring is Jimmy Govern. And now that run comes home. That's on an E2. Third Clippers error of the game. Battenfield deals. It's popped back behind home plate and out of play. To one pitch. That is low, three balls and a strike. Castellano waits and swings and pops it up on the infield. Foul territory. Yu Chang on the third base side, just inside the coach's box, will make the catch. It's an 8-batter, 5-run inning. Clippers commit another error to allow another unearned run. They all count on the scoreboard. It's 5-0 Storm Chasers as we go to the fourth.
Hi, I'm Charles Burris, franchisee for Papa John's here in Central Ohio. I started out delivering pies and fell in love with pizza. Do you like the fast pace of food service? Do you love the pizza biz like I do? Here's what makes Papa John's the right place for you. It's really our operating platform. No fryers or oily pans. We don't have dining rooms. We don't have headsets. We rock the kitchen. Our original fresh dough and quality ingredients deliver a product that you can believe in. Our operating hours work for you. Our simple menu means no coming in at 7 a.m. to prep. We open at 10:30 each day and close at 11 on weekdays and 12 on weekends. Want to grow? Every one of our area coaches, as I did, started out as an hourly team member. So come join the team and find out why Papa John's is the right place for you. Stop by one of our stores or apply online at jobs.papajohns.com.
Papa John's is an equal opportunity employer. Franchises are independently owned and operated. Franchise employment offerings and conditions shall be determined by the individual franchise owner.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Top of the fourth inning, Columbus down 5-0. Yu Chang at the plate. Chang grounded to his counterpart at third base his first time up. Takes a called strike. A one count to him. He is 1-for-3 so far on his AAA portion of the rehab assignment. Takes downstairs 1-1. Well, I mentioned it yesterday. The Clippers scored or had three errors yesterday and still won the ball game. And they had done that three previous times and won two of those three games. Well, after last night, the Clippers are now 3-1 when committing three errors in a game. Seems like it shouldn't be that way, but that's how good the offense has been at times this year. Chang swings and grounds another one to third base. Castellano has it, throws out Chang 5-3. Leadoff man put away. Oscar Gonzalez to the plate.
The right fielder, number 39, Oscar Gonzalez.
Five runs on six hits for the Storm Chasers. No runs on one hit for Columbus. Singer, with a lot of cushion, delivers a called strike. The way he's pitching, though, today, he looks very confident out there. Former first-round pick back in 2018. Rocks and fires. Gonzalez swings, slow roller to third base. And again, Castellano has it, but this... I think Gonzalez beat that one out. He's not happy about it. He looks safe, but he's called out. Boy, for Castellano, he got it over there quickly, but I don't think he got it there quickly enough that time. It's going to go 5-3 in your scorebook, and Gonzalez cannot believe it. We'll get a look at a replay here. In between hop. Nah, he's safe. I think the replay bears that out. But there are two away. Anthony Alford takes a called strike. He went down on strikes his first time up. 4K so far for Singer. Into the motion he deals. And a chopper up the middle. Long run for Castillo. He's got it. Throws to first. And that's called and out. And Alford can't believe that one either. Oh, boy. I tell you, there's some good defensive plays going on here, and Andy Tracy is fired up running off the field, but the Clippers are going to be gone 1-2-3. Tip your cap to the defense and an assist to the umpires as well. The Clippers are down 5-0 as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Looking to make your yard a personal oasis? Columbia Gas reminds you to call 811 at least 2 days before beginning any digging project to have your utility lines marked. Call 811. It's free, it's easy, it's the law. Just another ground rule from Columbia Gas. Planning to install a new mailbox or spruce up the yard this weekend? Columbia Gas reminds you that gas lines can be anywhere. Call 811 at least 2 days before your digging project to have your utility lines marked. Just another ground rule from Columbia Gas.
I say this to a lot of our patients. You know, they'll thank us. They'll say, thank you for being so kind. Thank you for making me smile. Thank you for making me laugh. That's what I like to do. However, I always like to explain to them, thank you for blessing us. Because you're trusting us with your care. So we're in this together. We take care of you. You take care of us. And that's what My Karma is about. I'm Holly, and I'm a customer service.
Omaha back up here in the bottom of the fourth inning. They scored an unearned run in the second. They scored four runs, one of them unearned in the third, and they lead 5-0. Peyton Battenfield back out there, throws the first pitch out of the zone to Ivan Castillo. Castillo, the shortstop, lined one right back to Battenfield, and he made the catch to defend his own life. Now two balls and no strikes. Next pitch hit high, but foul and out of play on the third base side. 2-1. Battenfield back to it. Another pop foul out of play. That one will get to the very last row of the main seating bowl. Here at Warner Park, they go with a multicolored seating area. 2-2. Hit on the ground, foul on the first base side. The first two rows are a maroon-colored seat, and then you get green seats all the way back in the main seating bowl, and then in the suites, the seats are blue. 2-2 pitch again, off speed, hit on the ground to second base. Tolman scoops it up, throws to first in time for the out. Leadoff man put away. And we go back to the top of the order for Clay Dungan. Dungan 1-for-2 with a run scored. First pitch to him is a strike at the very bottom of the zone. 0-1. Fans present a valid AAA member card at a ticket window and receive $1 off the price of an adult bleacher, lawn, or standing room ticket, or $2 off the price of an adult reserve seat nights. The next one coming up Wednesday, May the 11th, on the next homestand against the St. Paul Saints, 7:05 first pitch. Battenfield throws the 0-2, and it is outside. 1-2. Dungan, a left-handed batter, waits. Here it comes. And it is a cold third strike over the outer half. Good pitch from Battenfield. Two down, bases empty for Vinny Pasquantino. Pasquantino has walked and has struck out. And let's hope that's where the three true outcomes ends. Had a home run in game one of the series. Grounds the first pitch right into the teeth of that overshift. Tolman from shallow right field scoops it off the wet grass, throws to first in time for the out, and that is a much-needed 1-2-3 inning for Peyton Battenfield and the Columbus Clippers, who come to bat in the fifth, trailing 5-0.
Are you feeling alone and don't know where to turn? Open Arms Counseling understands the struggles that come with life's difficult challenges. They want you to know you are not alone. Open Arms Counseling offers safe and supportive environments so healing can begin. Don't wait. Go to OpenArmsCounseling.com today.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit HeaderHeating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Have you ever wondered why eyeglasses cost so much? Glasses have been around 700 years. Isn't technology supposed to get less expensive over time? Well, there's a simple explanation. For decades, the eyewear industry has been dominated by a single company that's kept prices artificially high while reaping huge profits.
Yikes.
Warby Parker was created to change that. They design and produce their own eyewear and then sell it directly to you for a fraction of the price. Warby Parker's high-quality glasses start at just $95, including your prescription. And if you need an updated prescription, they've got a few easy ways to help you get one. Just pairs of frames for free. They'll ship them to you to try out for 5 days. If you find a style you like, they'll send you a fresh pair with your prescription. Easy. Go to warbyparker.com to pick your 5 frames to try on at home for free. That's warbyparker.com to get started for free. Warbyparker.com.
Clippers trailing by a 5-0 score as they come to bat in the fifth inning. It's the first time the Clippers have trailed by as many as 5 runs since they were down 6-0 against Syracuse on April 15th. So this is unfamiliar territory for the Clip Show this year. Brian Lavenstein to lead things off. He has the only Clippers hit, a clean base hit in the left in the second inning against Singer. Takes a called strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Clippers came back to win that game 15-12 in a back-and-forth affair. Singer's 0-1 pitch. Hit hard, left side through for a base knock. Lavastida is 2-for-2. Ball is dropped out there by Clay Dungan, but no further advancement. He picked it right back up. It's become a not exactly foggy night, but just a kind of a thick, hazy atmosphere. The light standards, you can see kind of a halo around them. It's just a kind of a mist floating around. First pitch to Trenton Brooks is high and away for ball one. Brooks walked his first time up. He and Lavastina reached back-to-back in the second inning, but it came with 2 outs and the Clippers didn't score. Hard to the right center field gap, charging over Hickline. He won't get there. He didn't know where the baseball was. But now Brian Lavastina is going to be thrown out at second base because he was fooled. Hicklin pretended like he was going to catch the baseball, and I guess in that hazy sky, Lavastina couldn't see it. Well, that goes as a 9-4 force out. Not much is going the Clippers' way tonight. There's a broken bat flare in a shallow right field. That might go the Clippers' way. It falls in for a knock. The bat broke and is sticking straight up out of the ground on the third base side. Well, I have never seen that before. It was like a javelin. Somebody tossed a javelin, came up, and just stuck right in the grass. This game is crazy. I don't know what's happening tonight. People can't see the baseball. Broken bats are becoming deadly projectiles. The Clippers have committed three errors. The Storm Chasers lead 5-0. Right now, the Clippers could have the bases loaded, nobody out, but instead they're at first and second, one down. Mike Rivera is aboard, and Mitch Tolman is at the plate. The pitch. Strike called on the outside corner on the 1-0, make it a ball and a strike. I mean, just a lot of weirdness tonight. One one count. Runners take their leads here. Goodbye, Tolman. Mitch Tolman batting .315 on the season. His on-base percentage is .469. He's been a nice pickup by the Guardians. Free agent signing over the offseason. So San Francisco last year, double-A and triple-A, mostly triple-A with Sacramento. Swings and bounds one to the shortstop. Well, that's not good. Steps on the bag. Castillo throws to first. That's a double play, and the Clippers are gone here in the fifth inning. So a very strange top of the fifth comes to an end with no runs for the Clippers. And they still trail 5-0 halfway through regulation frames.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, can we make saving money any easier? And we think we've solved it. Introducing Money Scout. It analyzes your spending habits, income, and expenses to find money not being used in your checking account, then pushes it to savings automatically. Why would a bank do that? Just to help people thrive. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington, welcome. Subject to eligibility, terms, conditions, and account agreements. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/MoneyScout.
At Giant Eagle, spring is in the air and perks are popping up everywhere. No matter what's on your list, you'll earn perks. Earn perks on fresh produce picked at its peak and quality meats for your springtime spread. Plus, earn perks on gift cards for your spring celebrations. Then put your perks to work with discounts that'll save you money on groceries or gas. Perks mean savings this spring at Giant Eagle.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Aiden Badfield back to the hill for inning number five. Badfield had a rough go in the third inning, but outside of that, he's pitched well. He walked one man in the third, but gave up no hits. Gave up one hit and an unearned run in the second inning, where the defense committed two errors on the same play. But then in the third inning, it was a jam of his own making when the Storm Chasers knocked him for five hits and scored four more runs, the last of which was unearned. And then he put him down in order in the fourth inning. Brewer Hicklin to the plate. RBI double in the third. He's one for two. Takes a pitch off the outside corner. One ball and no strikes. Get to the Major League scores coming up here. Brought to you by Huntington Bank. Smart savings tools, earlier access to your pay, and extra cash on standby. Welcome to the new Huntington. Next pitch. Over but low. Two balls and no strikes. Cleveland Guardians taking on the Toronto Blue Jays at home. Here's another line shot right back to the hill. And Battenfield snags it for out number one. Well, he's been his own best friend defensively. A couple of line drives his way, and he's handled them both. Guardians leading at home, 6-5 against the Blue Jays. Stephen Kwan with his first Major League home run. First pitch fastball to Freddie Fermin. That's low for ball one. Fermin an RBI single in the third. Next pitch, swung on and missed. He goes down to a knee. So now you can say that Stephen Kwan does it all. He's got some power to him. One-one. Hit high in the air to center field. Alford back a couple of steps, now drifts back in and right back where he started. Makes the catch for out number two. Back to that 500 mark after splitting a doubleheader yesterday against San Diego. They are 11-13. Win today puts them one back of the break-even mark, but they've got more work to do. The bullpen's been pretty good for the Guardians this year. Aaron Savalli got the start today. Here's a called strike to Gabriel Cancel. A one pitch. Swung on and missed. Quickly 0-2. Savalli made it through 5 2/3. Four runs on six hits. Didn't walk anybody. Struck out eight. 0-2 pitch from Battenfield. He got him swinging. Three-pitch strikeout of Gabriel Cancel, and that will do it. Back-to-back, 1-2-3 innings for Battenfield. We go to the sixth with the Clippers down 5-0.
Isn't it time to evaluate your personal retirement situation? Make sure your plans are on track for the kind of retirement you're counting on. And if you don't have a plan in place, it's time to get started. Listen to John Heishman of Heishman Financial Services for the Safe Money Retirement Show, Sundays at 9 a.m. on WMNI 920 a.m. and 95.1 FM. This week, John Heishman discusses monitoring a retirement plan. The Safe Money Retirement Show, Sundays at 9 a.m. on WMNI.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
TemTV is leading the way as Central Ohio's most watched news station.
And in this exclusive interview,
TemTV first broke this news.
Day or night, we're there when big news breaks.
We just got our hands on this indictment.
Bringing you exclusive stories.
Tonight, we went undercover.
Anything you want to say about the charges?
Getting answers for you.
What would you guys say to past patients who are sickened by that?
How are we trying to get people back into the job force?
10TV, your most watched news station. Central Ohio's news leader.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Top six, Clippers down 5-0 against the Omaha Storm Chasers. Columbus has taken the first two games of this series. But right now, the Storm Chasers are in the driver's seat. Brady Singer has been good throughout. And he is going to be done for the night as the Storm Chasers go to the bullpen. Matt Peacock will take over. Will Benson digs in. His third trip to the plate, swings and fouls away the first offering 0-1. So Brady Singer, 5 shutout innings, 3 hits, a walk, and 4 strikeouts. He's in line for the win if Omaha hangs on. And again, the Storm Chasers bullpen has been lights out. The line, the pitch, and the 1-1 is low. 2 balls and a strike. Peacock pitched a scoreless inning against the Clippers in Game 1 of this series. Walked a man, struck one out. Misses low here, 3 balls and a strike. No relation to Brad Peacock, the former Clipper, who is also on this Omaha team. There's a called strike. Benson thought it was ball 4, but instead he'll have to stick around to see another. We'll continue on with the Major League scores. Guardians leading the Blue Jays 6-5. Elsewhere, the Phillies all over the Mets at home. Here comes the payoff, and it's squibbed back to the mound. Peacock has it, throws to first in time for the out. Phillies up 7-1 on the Mets in the bottom of the 6th inning. Bryce Harper with his 5th home run of the year. New Philly, Nick Castellanos, has hit his 4th. Minnesota Twins, to this point, have been 10 and leading at Baltimore 3-2. Now, in theory, Minnesota has been rattling off win after win after win recently. This is a series they should be able to feast because Baltimore is just 9-16. There's a ground ball to the shortstop off the bat of Tyler Freeman. The throw to first is a good one, and they're quickly 2 away. Brings up Yu Chang. Chang has come up twice, and twice has grounded to third base. Byron Buxton with his 8th home run of the year for the Twinkies in that one. When he's healthy, he is one of the best players alive. He just hasn't been able to stay healthy for his whole career. First pitch to Chang, strike called on the inside corner, 0-1. Astros leading at home, Jose Altuve with his 3rd home run of the year, a solo shot, and the Astros are up on the Tigers in the 3rd, 1-0. Chang takes a fastball inside, almost hit him. All other games are final or later. Shohei Ohtani does it all. Angels beat the Red Sox behind Ohtani today, 8-0. He went 7 shutout innings, striking out 11 batters, didn't walk anybody. No runs on 6 hits. 2-1 pitch is a called strike, 2-2. Peacock has his sign, the right-hander delivers, and it's fouled back to the screen. Rockies at home down the Nationals 9-7, and the Reds do it again. What's that? Lose. Badly. 10-5. They got spanked by the Brewers today. Hunter Green gave up 4 home runs. 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Yu Chang goes down to a knee. Strikes out. That's it for the Clippers here in the top of the 6th inning. They go 1-2-3 and they trail it 5-0.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job one. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout. Huntington, welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donato's pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. And Donato's isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donato's has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donato's, every piece is important.
I don't hydrate like everyone else because I'm not everyone else. They drink what they're told to drink. I drink what helps me rehydrate and recover. Pedialyte Sport, because it works. And so do I. Hydration beyond the hype.
Three times the electrolytes and half the sugar. Pedialyte Powder Packs. Feel better fast.
Bottom 6, 6, 7, and 8 due up for the Storm Chasers. Peyton Battenfield back out there for the Clippers. He's authored back-to-back 1-2-3 innings. Jimmy Govern's come up twice. Fly to center field and an RBI double. Swings the first pitch and skies it to very shallow left field. Freeman is out, waiting for it. Fighting that tough sky, he'll make the catch for out number one. Here's Dairon Blanco. The bottom third of the order, Blanco, Castellano, and Castillo are a combined 0-for-6. Corners tight, guarding against a possible bunt. No square. The first pitch is a fastball high, 1-0. Next offering high, 2 balls, no strikes. Talking about the Cincinnati Reds. Just before the break, they lose today 10-5 to the Milwaukee Brewers. Very strange line for Hunter Green. 2-0 pitch is fouled back. He made it through only 2 2/3 innings. Gave up 8 runs on 9 hits, 4 homers. Excuse me, 5 home runs, and struck out 7 batters over 2 2/3 innings. So it was almost literally feast or famine for Hunter Green today. He of the triple-digit heat. 2-2 pitch. Ground ball right side. That's going to get through for a base knock. Green has had some good outings this year, but today was not one of them. Here's Angelo Castellano. Five nothing Omaha. There goes the runner. Here comes the pitch. It's swung on and missed. The throw down to second base. Not in time. Blanco with his second stolen base of the game. And now Andy Tracy's out here. I think he's going to ask for interference on Castellano. On the pitch with the swing, it looked to me like Castellano kind of fell toward the plate and was somewhat in the path of Rivera. Now, obviously, in the opinion of the home plate umpire, it did not rise to the level of interference, but, and this has not been a banner night for the Clippers, really, in any way, shape, or form. They have not scored a run. They have only 4 hits. They've committed 3 errors. There have been some close calls that have gone against them. It's just been one of those nights. And that's another instance where it can just make your blood boil a little bit. Battenfield goes to work. Here's a high fly ball to right center field up in that tough sky. Oscar Gonzalez is going to make the catch, and he will fire a dart to the infield. Blanco, even with his speed, wants no part of the arm of Oscar Gonzalez. Ivan Castillo to the plate now with 2 down and a runner at second base. For Blanco, he now has 8 stolen bases, taking the team lead away from Brewer Hicklin, who had 7 coming in. The pitch. Over but low for ball one. 8 steals is tied for 2nd in the International League. Steals up a bit this year with all the new rule changes. 1 ball, no strikes to the 9-hitter. Here it comes, and it's fouled back. Is it even legal to be 14.5 games out of first place after only 25 games? Because that's where the Reds are right now. Look to second base, the 1-1 pitch. Popped up first base side. Near the line, Tolman Second baseman crosses into foul territory, but he's got plenty of room and plenty of time. He'll make the catch for out number three. One hit, but no runs. Peyton Battenfield has had a good three innings since then. It's 5-0 Omaha as we go to the seventh.
Hi, I'm Charles Burris, franchisee for your local Papa John's here in Central Ohio. You may have heard us talk about why working with Papa John's is for you. Here's more about your growth and opportunity. Hourly assistant managers earn up to $17 per hour plus bonus. Work your way up or start as a general manager and earn an annual salary of over $50,000 plus bonus. And with our success, our bonus plan delivers. Additionally, when we hit our goals, we take our general managers and a guest on an all-expense-paid trip to a cool resort to celebrate our success. Trust me, last year was a lot of fun. So wherever you start, you can grow with Papa John's. You can earn awesome pay and bonuses, enjoy our competitive benefits, and have some fun along the way. Every one of our area coaches, as I did, started out as an hourly team member. So come grow with us and find out why Papa John's is the right place for you. Stop by one of our stores or apply online at jobs.papajohns.com.
Papa John's is an equal opportunity employer. Franchises are independently owned and operated. Franchise employment offerings and conditions shall be determined by the individual franchise owner.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oscar Gonzalez to lead things off for the Clippers here in the top of the seventh inning. They need offense, and they need it in a relative hurry. Down 5-0 here, heading to the late innings. First pitch swinging and a ground ball to third. That's fair, and Castellanos got it. Throws to first, and the tag is put on Gonzalez. Three times today, Gonzalez has hit the ball over to third, and each time it's been a close play at first. But Castellanos has gotten them all three times. 1 down for Anthony Alford. He's 0 for 2. Still Matt Peacock out on the hill for the Storm Chasers. He threw a 1-2-3 sixth inning. Fastball to Alford is in for a called strike. Alford tried to check his swing at a pitch in the dirt. Couldn't do it. It's strike two. IL Scores brought to you by Huntington Bank. Earlier access to your pay and extra cash on standby. Welcome to the new Huntington. First, the pitch to Alford, and it's high. Top of the eighth inning at Syracuse. Lehigh Valley is putting it on the Mets, 13-2. Has scored five more runs now in the eighth inning. Here's a high fly ball to shallow left. Dungan. Waiting, still waiting, and has to make a late lunge to catch the ball for out number two. It was an adventure, but he stayed with it. Charlotte and Gwinnett now two apiece at Coolray Field in the bottom of the eighth inning. Bottom four at Nashville, two apiece there. Norfolk and the Sounds are locked up. Iowa leading 3-0 at St. Paul, bottom of the sixth inning. Worcester and Toledo split a doubleheader in the Glass City today. 5-4, Worcester gets a win, and 2-1, Toledo gets a victory as well. Rochester down Scranton, Wilkes-Barre at home 2-0. Durham with a late run beats Buffalo 5-4. Here's the 1-1. Swung on and missed by Lavastida. He's 2-for-2 today. Down the count, one ball, two strikes. Louisville and Indy rained out in the ninth inning. They'll finish it up tomorrow, five apiece. Lavastida swings and fouls this one away. And they have decided to put it off until tomorrow in Memphis. Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp and Memphis Redbirds postponed tonight. Again, the 1-2. Hit on the ground towards the shortstop, slowly to Castillo, but he's got it and throws to first in time. And that's another 1-2-3 for Matt Peacock. The Clippers are gone. It's stretch time at Warner Park, and it's all Storm Chasers, 5-0. Hey, Clippers fans, AEP Energy wants to know if you're ready to power up and carbon down. Help bring 100% renewable energy to the homes and businesses of your community by enrolling in our Eco Advantage plan today. Together, we reduce our carbon footprint and supply clean energy for a brighter future. Visit aepenergy.com/clippers to get started. AEP Energy, the official electric and natural gas partner of the Columbus Clippers. While an affiliate of AEP Ohio, AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of the utility.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Columbus fans, leave room for dessert because Perry's Ice Cream, that's Perry's, P-E-R-R-Y-S, is a proud sponsor of the Clippers. Perry's slow-cooked, one-batch-at-a-time ice cream is made for indulgence, with signature flavors like Panda Paws, featuring creamy vanilla with thick fudge swirls and peanut butter-filled paws. Every moment is better with Perry's. Next time you're cheering on the Clippers at Huntington Park, hit concessions for the good stuff. Not at the game? Ask for Perry's at your favorite scoop shop, grocery store, or visit perryscream.com to find the location nearest you. Life is a bowl of Perry's. Bottom of the seventh inning. Jose Fermin is in the game at third base for Yu Chang. He'll bat in that spot of the order, but for the Omaha Storm Chasers, it's 1-2-3 due up. Third, four runs scored for the Storm Chasers. They were up 1-0 heading into the third. Put four on the board. The Clippers have had really no kind of sustained offense today. They had two base runners with two outs in the second inning, two base runners in the fifth, but that has been it. There's a slow tapper on the right side. Peyton Battenfield on the first pitch has it. Flips over to the first baseman, Trenton Brooks, for out number one. So one pitch and one out. As leadoff man, Clay Dungan is retired. One down for Vinny Pasquantino. Walk, strikeout, ground out on his resume today. Clippers have had only two at-bats with runners in scoring position today. They're 0 for 2. Line the pitch by Battenfield. That ball is hit hard down the right field line, but he got out in front. Just a long strike. Wind coming in from right field. Cold, clammy night. The ball hasn't carried very well. At times it's been tough to see. 0-1 low. It's kind of one of those nights for the Columbus Clippers. Next pitch. That is off the inside corner. Two balls and a strike. Over the course of a baseball season, you're going to have a handful of those one of those nights. For Columbus, really, there have been few. Here's a high fly ball to center field. Alford drifts over toward right. As it measured, he'll make the catch for out number two. Clippers 18-8 coming into play tonight. The best record in AAA. Some late-inning magic. But if they do it tonight, they're going to have to do it against one of the best bullpens in the International League and all of AAA. First offering coming into Brewer Hicklin. That is low for ball one. Hicklin, an RBI double in the third inning. He's 1-for-3 with a run scored. He's hit well in the series. 4-for-12. Three of his four hits have gone for doubles. They head in the count 2-0. Battenfield winds and deals. And a swing and a foul ball back makes it 2-1. Since that disastrous third inning, Battenfield has allowed only one base runner. Tyron Blanco reached on an infield single. 2-1. That's in for a called strike, 2-2. Came with the off-speed pitch at 87 miles per hour. A little breaking ball there. Your Pepsi pitch speed of the game. Track the speed of every pitch on the Pepsi radar gun when you are at Huntington Park. 2-2 is tall, full count. Clippers return home next week to take on the St. Paul Saints Tuesday through Sunday. Third home stand of the year. Battenfield offers the full count delivery. Swung on and missed. Strike three. That's a 1-2-3 seventh. We go to the eighth. Clippers down 5-0 in Omaha.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Struggling with anxiety, depression, facing major life changes, or just need someone to talk to? Open Arms Counseling is here to help. Open Arms Counseling creates the safe space to begin your healing and reach your goals. If you need help, go to OpenArmsCounseling.com today.
Easy 95.1 FM and AM 920 are proud to welcome Backstage with the Beatles, featuring Beatles tribute band Ticket to Ride, and hosted by the legendary Bob Eubanks, Thursday, May 12th at the Midland Theater in Newark. Tickets are on sale now at MidlandTheater.org, or you can register to win a pair of tickets right now by visiting WMNI.com. Watch as Bob Eubanks shares never-before-heard stories about the legendary band. It's Bob Eubanks Presents Backstage with the Beatles, May 12th at the Midland Theater in Newark. Your home for Clippers baseball is Easy 95.1 and AM 920 WMNI Columbus.
Herodes Vizcaíno takes over on the hill for the Storm Chasers. Two perfect innings of relief for Matt Peacock. Vizcaíno, 6 feet tall, 245 pounder. Out of the Dominican Republic, 31 years of age. Free agent signing over the offseason by the Royals. Vizcaíno appearing in his ninth ball game. And the veteran is sporting a 123 earned run average. 3-for-3 in save chances. Now he's pitching here in the eighth. And it's not a save situation with Omaha up 5-0. 7 1/3 innings, just one run on 6 hits. He's walked 3, he's struck out 6, and the Clippers will send the bottom third of the order up against him. Trenton Brooks, Mike Rivera, Mitch Tolman due up. 5 runs on 7 hits for the Storm Chasers. No runs, 4 hits, 3 errors for the Clippers. Back-to-back games with 3 errors. Time called, and Trenton Brooks is going to get hit being ready. And that's strike one. It's the second time I think that's happened to Brooks. Now, remember, Brooks has not had anywhere near as much time as the rest of the Clippers to get used to the pitch clock rules. Started the season late. Stayed back in spring training after breaking his hand. Next pitch is in the dirt, 1-1. Vizcaíno delivers, and it's a check swing and a pitch outside. He held back 2 balls and a strike. Storm Chasers have been opportunistic. They've strung together some hits. They've had some fantastic infield defense. And all of that has added up to a 5-0 lead. Brooks takes low, 3-1. Vizcaíno looks like he's getting some buildup on the cleats from the pitcher's mound. Goes back to the cleat scraper, now delivers. And Brooks pops it up behind home plate. Will there be room? Vermeen over to the backstop, but no, that'll be in the second row. Brooks walked back in the second inning, hit into a strange fielder's choice in the fifth. What should have been a base hit that fell into shallow right field turned into a fielder's choice because the base runner ahead of him thought the ball was caught and started to head back to first base. 3-2 again. And this one swung on and missed. A fastball pumped by him. One down for Mike Rivera. Rivera followed that strange fielder's choice with a little broken bat flare into shallow right field that turned into a base hit. The bat, when it broke, and the barrel went pinwheeling out toward third base, high up in the air, arcing, came down and stuck right in the infield dirt, sticking up vertically like a totem pole. Swings and fouls away the first pitch. Granted, it would be a pretty short totem pole. One count. Here's the pitch. And he waved at it. Off-speed offering. Rivera couldn't hold back. 0-2. Long pause by the right-hander. Now the pitch. Breaking ball called. A third strike on the inside corner. Back-to-back strikeouts for Vizcaino. Well, Clippers fans, you can get a free on-your-side review from Nationwide, and a local agent will work with you so you can get customized coverage that meets your needs and your budget. Nationwide is on your side. Two down for Mitch Tolman. He's 0 for a couple, takes a pitch downstairs. Tolman batting 311. Swings and misses. He has been dynamite in the late innings. From the seventh inning on, Tolman hitting 542. Slugging 875. 1-1 pitch. Takes outside, two balls and a strike. Slight shift on the infield of the pole side. The outfielder corners are pretty much straight up. Tolman rolls over one on the first base side. Vizcaino picks it up. Underhand flip to first. That's a 1-2-3 inning. Clippers have gone in order in the last three frames. 10 in a row set down by the Storm Chasers bullpen. We go to the bottom half of the eighth inning. Omaha up 5-0.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, can we make saving money any easier? And we think we've solved it. Introducing Money Scout. It analyzes your spending habits, income, and expenses to find money not being used in your checking account, then pushes it to savings automatically. Why would a bank do that? Just to help people thrive. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington, welcome. Subject to eligibility, terms, conditions, and account agreements. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout.
I'm Ryan Mitchell, the voice of the Columbus Clippers, here to tell you about White Claw Hard Seltzer. Crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit flavor. Available in a variety of fruit flavors, including black cherry, mango, watermelon, and strawberry. White Claw Hard Seltzer is your open invitation to escape to pure enjoyment, whatever that means for you. Made simple, because fun always is. When the question is, should we say, let's. White Claw Hard Seltzer.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Bottom of the eighth inning, 5-0 Omaha. Fans, this copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Columbus Clippers. May not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Columbus Clippers. Peyton Battenfield goes seven. And so he is on the hook. Five runs, three earned over his seven innings of work. Seven hits, walked one, struck out five. A string of four straight batters had hits against him in the third inning. Brewer, Fermin, Cancel, Govern. Double, single, single, double. Three of those hits produced runs. Outside of that stretch, Battenfield was really, really good. First pitch from Jake Jewell is up and in to Freddie Fermin for ball one. Five runs on seven hits, no errors for the Storm Chasers. No runs, three hits, three errors for Columbus. Next offering from Jewell out of the zone for ball two. Jewell, a free agent signing by the Guardians over the offseason. Delivers low and away. 28-year-old out of Norman, Oklahoma. Last season with the Cubs. Split time between the majors and AAA with Iowa. His 3-0 is in for a called strike. Jewell making his ninth appearance for the Clippers. No wins, no losses. No saves. A 3.60 earned run average. 3-1 pitch. That's a strike called over the outer half, full count. Jewell's pitched 10 innings, 4 runs on 8 hits. He's walked 6 while striking out 10. Opponents batting just .216 against him. The payoff. Line shot center field. Right at Alford, he'll make the catch for out number one. This Dayton Clippers history brought to you by Donato's. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. Donato's, every piece is important. We'll go back to 2014. Matt Carson did it all in a 6-4 Clippers victory over the Rochester Red Wings, Carson's former club, for three with a double and a go-ahead two-run home run. There's a swing and a foul ball into the dirt from Gabriel Cancel. Carson had three RBIs, stole a base, and had an outfield assist. He had seven outfield assists in that 2014 season. The year before, he had led the International League with 19 outfield assists. That's the third most in franchise history. Of course, Carlos Moncrief, in that 2014 season, with Carson as his corner outfield mate, had 22 outfield assists. Boy, that was a tandem. Clippers had Carson in left, Moncrief in right, and nobody was running. If they did, they regretted it. 1-1 pitch. Hit on the ground, right side of the infield, and that will beat the shift. Cancel's got himself his third hit of the night. Second baseman Tolman was playing up the middle, and Cancel just hit it where they weren't. Man on and a man out for Jimmy Govern. Govern an RBI double and a run scored in that four-run Omaha third. He's one for three. Swings and crushes a ball foul down the left field line. Strike one. Next offering. Slider missed the outside corner. Long pause by the right-hander now to him. He's got time, so he'll go to second for one. Tolman will not be able to get the relay. Reached into the glove, pulled out the ball, and it squeaked out of his hand. I'm not sure if they were going to have time to get two anyway. Jewell kind of went down to a knee as he fielded the baseball, and so by the time he collected himself, he had time to get the lead runner, but he would have had to have almost been spinning as he fielded the ball to start that double play because it was not exactly a scorched one-hopper back to him. 1-4 on the fielder's choice. Here's Dairon Blanco, swing and a miss for strike one. Blanco had an infield single and a stolen base in the sixth inning. He is the only base runner to reach against Battenfield after that really tough third inning. Next pitch is in the dirt, and that's a great backhand pickup by Mike Rivera to keep the runner at first base. 1-1 count. Tolman again playing up the middle, almost right behind the second base bag. Blanco waits. Here comes the pitch. It's in for a called strike, 1-2. 5-0, Omaha on top. Jewell trying to get through the eighth inning here with only one hit. Now time is called. Everybody ready to go. Here comes the 1-2. Strike three. Over the inside corner, and everybody in the ballpark knew it. Blanco hung his head and walked away. The Clippers walk off the field, and that is the end of the eighth inning. Last chance for the Clippers coming up after this as we go to the ninth. It's 5-0 Omaha.
Experience counts. Mother's Day, treat her to amazing Italian-American dining at the TAT, where four generations of the Carova family mastered making moms happy like nobody else.
Tax season is not over. Same as Auto Palace's sales event. Check out their amazing Cash for Clunker special with the best sign and drive program in town. Got a car sitting in the yard? Bring in your trade, running or not. Auto Palace will guarantee you $1,500. Auto Palace will come, tow it away, and give you $1,500 trade-in value. Don't have a trade? Then take advantage of this incredible sign and drive extended special with some cars marked down up to 40%. Auto Palace will get you approved on a newer, lower mileage vehicle with no money down. Just sign and drive off the lot. At Auto Palace, every vehicle comes with a free 30-day warranty. Extended warranties are always available. Auto Palace is open 7 days a week and finances everyone. Auto Palace has the best prices in Central Ohio, great cars that fit everyone, and a fantastic trade-in program. Call 614-851-6000 or just stop by 4621 West Broad Street. Check out Auto Palace online at autopalacecolumbus.com. All deals are subject to credit approval. Down payment requirements are normal dealer requirements.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Here we go to the ninth inning. And another new pitcher on for Omaha. Jose Quas takes over on the hill. Quas, 6'3", 195-pounder out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. He's 27 years of age. Signed as a free agent in 2021 by the Royals. Quas, 0-1 with a 2.31 earned run average. Storm Chasers trying to continue this unreal stretch of dominance. The bullpen has not allowed an earned run since May 1st. Now, 18 scoreless innings for the bullpen since May 1st. For Matt Peacock tonight, two perfect innings of relief. Rodas Vizcaino pitched the eighth, 1-2-3. First pitch out of the zone. The next is swung on and fouled away by Will Benson. And it's 1-1. The starter, Brady Singer, gave up no runs with only four base runners, three hits and a walk. He struck out four. 1-1 pitch to Benson. Just off the outside corner. Quas from the belt delivers, sidearm, hard-throwing side armor. Delivers down and in. Three balls and a strike. Most sidearmers don't throw hard, and it's a relative term. So for a sidearmer, he's throwing hard. Very low 90s, generally speaking. Here's a swing and a high fly ball to left field. Dungan over. Can play it. And does, boy, he almost misplayed it, though. Had his feet set and then had to reach his glove way out to pull it in. One down for Tyler Freeman. Freeman is 0 for 3 so far. He has not had a good go of it at the plate as a Clipper. Batting 062, just one for his first 16. First pitch. Fastball inside. The first two games, he went hitless. But he had some good at-bats, was hitting the ball hard. One ball, no strikes. The pitch. And that's over at the knees for a called strike. 1-1. So far today, Freeman struck out in the first, fouled out sixth inning. Here he takes an off-speed pitch for a called strike on the inside corner, 1-2. Infield back, outfield straight away. Here's the pitch, and it is a heater off the inside corner, 2-2. Quas working quickly. He deals. Ground ball, third base, past the diving Castellano. And that's going to roll down to the corner. Freeman hits the first base bag, loses his helmet as he heads into second with a double. Good to see that. Good piece of hitting. He's feeling good about it.
Third baseman, number six, Jose Fermin.
Man on and a man out now for the three-hitter, Jose Fermin, getting his first at-bat of the game. On for Yu Chang. Fermin yesterday had our Phoenix Bats' big hit of the game, a grand slam that put the Clippers up 4-0, and they never trailed. Phoenix Bats, your hometown bat company, and the official bat of the Columbus Clippers. They're still looking for their first big hit of the game. Here's a high fly ball to right field. Brewer Hicklin over will make the catch for out number two. Clippers down to their final out now. Oscar Gonzalez to the plate. He's come up three times today. All three times he's hit the ball to the third baseman, and Angelo Castellano has thrown him out all three times. The first one was a highlight reel play from foul territory. The second and third, Gonzalez thought he beat out the second one. It was a close play. The third one he beat out. First pitch to him. Slider and a 3 tonight, batting 311 on the season with all kinds of production. He's ready. Quas is ready, checks the runner at second, now turns and burns. And a swing and a miss, 0-2. Omaha one strike away from getting into the win column for the first time in this series. Quas bent to the waist, dangles that right arm, gets his sign. Now comes and sets up right, delivers, and Gonzalez swings and punches it foul down the right field line. Boy, Gonzalez will do whatever it takes to get a hit. He wants to get a pitch in his wheelhouse and drive it over the wall. That's what he wants. But if you're throwing something off speed and he's started it up, he'll try and slow it down and just flick it into right field, flick it up the middle. Anything to find pay dirt. Still down to the count, 0-2. The pitch. Ground ball left side. Scooped up by the shortstop, Castillo. The throw to first is in time. Castillo throws him out, 6-3, and that's your ball game. The Clippers fall tonight by a final score of 5-0. Post-game show coming up after this.
Listen up, Ohio, because this is a test from Pepsi. If you call C-Bus C-Town, you're not from Ohio. If you don't know the Blue Jackets actually have a fifth line, you're not from Ohio. And if you don't know what to say when someone yells O-H, you're not from Ohio. We know this because at Pepsi, we are from Ohio. In fact, we bottle ice-cold Pepsi right here in C-Bus. So when you're thirsty for something that says you're from here and proud of it, grab a Pepsi and say here's to O-H-I-O, where Pepsi and life are oh so refreshing.
At Hollywood Casino, surround yourself with winning. Celebrate a decade of winning with us. Hit the gaming floor where your next jackpot awaits. With nearly 2,000 of the hottest slots and Columbus's only spot for table games, the action never ends. Grab a quick bite, treat yourself to fine dining, or catch a live show. Join in on the celebration of fun, excitement, and jackpots. HollywoodColumbus.com. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Columbus Clippers fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Columbus area, we love to see Clippers fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Columbus Clippers.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout. Huntington, welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
You may think seatbelt laws are no big deal. Well, you couldn't be more wrong. Cops are cracking down day and night in the city, in the country, and all points in between. Make no mistake. If you don't buckle up, you will get caught and you will get a ticket. Even if you've gotten away with not buckling in the past. Things are about to change. Cops are serious about seatbelt safety, so don't kid yourself. Buckle up every time or get a ticket. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness. Edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and when it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donatos. And Donatos isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donatos has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donatos, every piece is important.
You've been listening to Columbus Clippers Baseball.
And Columbus continues to pour it on. Now it is 9-0.
Clippers Baseball is brought to you in part by AEP Energy, Aldi, Budweiser, Columbia Gas, Donato's Pizza, Great Clips, Hollywood Casino, Huntington Bank, Mount Carmel Health, Nationwide Insurance, the Ohio Department of Public Safety, Pedialyte, Pepsi, Perry's Ice Cream, Spectrum, and White Claw. Now it's time for the Clippers postgame show, presented by Spectrum. Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 a month each when you get two or more lines. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Hit to center field. That is going to fall in for a base knock. Clement with his second AAA hit, and this will produce two runs.
Stay tuned for the game recap, highlights, and scores from around AAA in the major leagues. Let's go back to the ballpark.
Well, this is the Spectrum postgame show, and not much good to report for the Clippers today as they fall against the Omaha Storm Chasers in a game that saw three more errors. There were three errors last night for the Clippers, but they came out on top. But tonight, it was not to be, as they are shut out for just the second time this year. Or, excuse me, for the first time. Yeah, it's the second time this year the Clippers were shut out. And, well, they didn't have a whole lot for any of the pitchers that Omaha put out there tonight. They had just three hits all told, all singles. Brian Labastida had two of them. Trenton Brooks reached on a walk. Mike Rivera had a base hit. And, well, check that, as Tyler Freeman had a double in the ninth inning. So it was four hits overall for Columbus tonight. But no runs, and if you don't score runs, you're not going to win the ball game. Good pitching for Omaha. The Clippers really outside of the third inning got good pitching tonight. Peyton Battenfield's going to suffer the loss in that third inning. Omaha scored four of their five runs. They had five hits, including four in a row. But after that, Battenfield continued to pitch very well and went seven innings. And he is the Cardi to pitch seven innings in a ball game since 2019. So after a rough frame, he came back out and did a pretty good job for the Clippers, but just no offense tonight. So no highlights, obviously, because the Clippers didn't score. The final totals from Warner Park for Columbus: no runs, four hits, three errors, and four men left on base. For Omaha, five runs, eight hits, no errors. They stranded five. The Clippers are now 18-9 with the loss. Omaha 15-11 with their victory. Brady Singer gets the win, 1-0. Peyton Battenfield 2-2 with the loss. 2,005 are the paid attendance for tonight. And the game took a scant 1 hour and 56 minutes. They tell us they believe that is the shortest game in the history of Werner Park. That'll do it here from Omaha, Nebraska. We will get right back at it tomorrow night here from Werner Park. The Clippers and Storm Chasers, 7:35 first pitch. Tobias Myers takes the hill against John Heasley, and I hope that you will be with us. For Kevin Minard back in the studio, this is Ryan Mitchell reminding you one final time tonight. Omaha shuts out the Clippers 5-0. Thanks for listening. Good night, everybody.